This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Venezuelan oil has moved back into the spotlight after the U.S. intervened in the country, removed a leader that many considered to be a dictator, and announced it would temporarily control the country's oil supply. That move raised immediate questions about whether Venezuelan crude could begin flowing into the global markets and what that could mean for fuel prices here at home. For agriculture, those questions center less on gasoline and more on diesel, which remains a major input cost for planting, harvest, and hauling. According to Jordan Fife, president of BioUrja Trading, the reality behind Venezuelan oil is far more complicated than simply opening a spigot. We'll hear more right after this.
Your local radio station brings you the local news you depend on. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network complements that with ag news, weather, and market updates, tailored for Iowa's farmers. Together, we deliver the best of both worlds, local connection and industry expertise. It's all to keep you connected with the heartbeat of the heartland. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, connecting rural Iowa with the news that matters to you.
While the geopolitical headlines are drawing attention about Venezuela, the real question for ag is whether the crude from that country can realistically move through the U.S. refining system that supplies diesel across the Midwest. Fife says the challenge begins with the type of crude coming out of Venezuela and continues through the refinery capacity, logistics, and existing supply contracts.
Venezuela has a heavy sour crude. That means it's dense. In the industry, a lot of people call it roots and rocks. It's harder to extract. It's much, much denser, and its application is different than a light sweet. Light sweet is what we have here in America, and that's what we're running through our Gulf Coast refineries right now. And our Gulf Coast refineries is running at about a 95% efficiency. So that's about as much as you can run a refinery right now. That's the pedal to the metal. So we're running a light sweet through, much easier to extract. The application for light sweet is much more on the gasoline side. It's a lighter end, so you're producing a lot of lighter end products out of it.
Fife explains that most U.S. refineries, particularly along the Gulf Coast, are operating at near full capacity and are optimized for lighter crude that produces more gasoline. Venezuelan crude is heavier and behaves differently once it reaches the refinery. That matters for agriculture because while heavier crude can yield more diesel, it also comes with higher costs and logistical hurdles before it could ever be turned into a usable fuel.
When you use a heavy sour, like a Venezuelan crude, you'll produce more asphalt, you'll produce more diesel. But there is a complication that I don't know if a lot of people know about with Venezuelan crude. It is so dense that you actually have to add what's called diluent to it to make it liquid enough to go on to a vessel to export it. So you have to add something that thins out the crude once you extract it from the ground. That is not the case with a light sweet crude. A light sweet crude is very liquid, and it's also a very different color. If you've never seen it, it sometimes is a yellow, sometimes it's a green. Most people think all crude is black because they call it black gold. The dense stuff is very black, but the light sweet is actually a different color, and it's not nearly as viscous.
Before the crude can even be transported, it has to be blended with other products just to move through pipelines and onto vessels. Those added steps increase costs and slow the process.
One, just for everybody, you have to add this stuff called diluent to put it onto a boat or to put it into a pipeline or anything like that. So that is something that has to be imported. Diluent comes from natural gas processing. The most of the diluent that we get in the United States comes from Canada, because Canada also produces a heavy slate. Their tar sands are heavy, not as heavy as Venezuela, but it's something that is much more close to that than what we produce here in the United States. In addition to it being extremely viscous, the Venezuelan crude, it is also higher in sulfur. So you have to treat that.
Even if those hurdles could be cleared, the crude would not automatically end up at the refiners that supply our diesel in the Midwest. And that's where expectations diverge from reality.
The real refineries that should be taking more heavy crude are the Midwestern refineries, as we've discussed, but they've got contracts with Canada. I don't know how it's going to play out. And frankly, I don't believe anyone does. But I can tell you right now, we have not increased the global oil production overnight.
I'm Dustin Huffman.